Beauty Pop, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
And welcome to another edition of Beauty Pop. Yay! Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and we'll be chatting with the fabulous Julie Smith a little bit later, and she's going to tell us what's hot and popping. And our main guest today is the fabulous fashion designer, Edie Allure. She did an awesome job at Fashion Week a couple of weeks ago here in L.A., and we'll speak with her a little bit later. But right now, we're going to start off with the color of the week, and this week's color is gold. Now, it's no surprise that gold symbolizes wealth used wisely, but it is also the symbol of good health. Now, people who favor the gold color are optimistic. As a more intense version of yellow, gold denotes joy versus happiness, wisdom versus knowledge, and worth versus value. The color gold implies wealth and status in every culture, and as the most precious tradable commodity on earth, gold backs all global currencies and as such is referred to as the gold standard. That's where we get that from. Now, when we say someone or something is as good as gold, we mean it at the absolute best it could be. I mean, heck, we give gold stars to everyone from school children to military generals to honor and commend them. And to express the genuineness or authenticity of someone or something, we use the term, you guessed it, solid gold. And when a situation suddenly blesses us with good fortune, we call this, yes, you guessed that, the goose that laid the golden egg. Now, gold is the color associated with King Solomon, and when we speak of someone who has deep, therefore priceless wisdom, we also use the expression, the wisdom of Solomon. Gold is the color of wedding bands and all things that are expressions of spiritual illumination like halos, eternity, and precious bonds. Our reverence for gold goes back to the ancient Egyptian, Mayan, and Aztec cultures, and gold typified eternity, illumination, beauty, and splendor. Now, gold is often most paired with indigo blue to connote wealth, stature, wisdom beyond this world, and spiritual evolution. Gold is the color of success, achievement, triumph, abundance, prosperity, luxury and quality, prestige and sophistication, value and elegance. The psychology of this color gold implies affluence, material wealth, and extravagance. Now, that one thing you didn't know is the gold color is linked to masculine energy and the power of the sun, compared to silver, which is associated with feminine energy and the sensitivity of the moon. Optimistic and positive, gold adds richness and warmth to everything with which it is associated. It illuminates and enhances all other things around it. Gold is the color of the winner. First place medals are always gold, silver is second. Confident, passionate, and eye-catching, gold draws attention to itself. Gold is a warm color that can be shiny, glistening, and happy, as well as dull, muted, and traditional. The brighter shades of gold catch the eye with their brilliance, while the darker, muted shades are deep, warm, and intense. Gold has long been associated with royalty throughout the world, along with purple. So wear some gold. Enjoy the golden sunshine. That's your color of the week. And now, we're going to move into our next segment of Melina Says. This week, Melina says cheekbones. Now, this tip is used by First Lady Michelle Obama's wonderful makeup artist located in Washington, D.C. And we all know Michelle's First Lady's cheekbones are very, very intense. And so what he does to highlight them and make them really pop, so what you do is you make the kissy face. You know, you just like that. Make the kissy face. Then you take gold bronzer, gold, our color, take gold bronzer, and you dust that in the hollows of the cheek. So right under the cheekbone, right in the hollows. And then you want to get another brush and use the blush that you were going to use. And hopefully it is the same color. Actually, it has to be. In order for this to work, the blush has to be the very same color, or as close as you can get it, as the lipstick you're about to put on. So you get that blush, the same shade as the lipstick, and then you brush that onto the cheekbone. And that, because the gold kind of downplays, well, don't get me, I'm not a makeup artist, but I'm assuming that the gold pushes up, it makes the light reflecting off of the skin, it makes the cheekbones that much more prominent. So I'll go over it one more time. Make a kissy face. Dust gold bronzer in the hollows, and then you glide on the blush of the same shade as your lipstick onto your cheekbone, and you'll have cheekbones that snap, crackle, and pop. Now, moving on to, we're going to talk about the flake fighter, the 10-minute flake fighter, because you have to have beautiful skin, but sometimes for different types, sometimes it's not as easy to do. It's easier said than done. So this is one thing that tends to affect people with combination skin and dry skin, not so much oily skin, but dry skin, and which this is actually essential because, you know, sometimes we get those dry patches on our face, just a little bit here and a little bit there, and we don't know what to do. I actually had it a couple of weeks ago. I said, oh, my gosh, what do I do? Well, I'm going to tell you what to do. What you do, and this is the 10-minute flake fighter. It's very, very simple. So first of all, you remove your makeup with a cotton ball and use a light oil, such as baby oil, or you can also use olive oil. This is what the ancient Egyptians used way before there was baby oil, there was olive oil. So you take a cotton ball, clean your face with olive oil, and then you pour about a half a teaspoon of baby oil into the palm of your hand, and then you add enough baking soda to make a very thin paste. And you just stir it with your finger. Then you want to apply that to your face, gliding the mixture onto your cheeks, forehead, nose, chin, but you avoid your eyelids and your mouth. You work that in small circles and using the lightest touch possible, spending no more than about 10 seconds in any one area. Then you rinse thoroughly with warm water. You blot the excess water with a clean, soft towel. And while your skin is still slightly damp, apply a generous amount of moisturizing cream. And that will take care of the dryness and the flakes. And that is that. Now, our next segment, I came across something and I wanted to share with you guys. And we're going to be doing this for the next few weeks. And it's a Hollywood style quiz. So I have one question for you. And anyone who can tweet me at Melina Gay, at MillenaGay, will receive a very special gift pack just from me for you. Here's the quiz. Called the Hollywood Style Quiz. Now, Kate Moss's 40th birthday was last month. The three key ingredients of Kate Moss's birthday were a pot of tea, digestive biscuits, and the Homeland season finale, B, Naomi Campbell, the Dorchester Hotel, and a rare vintage car, C, Susan Boyle, a circus monkey, and 40 pounds of ketamine, or D, the Duchess of Cambridge, Kensington Palace, and a CBE from the Queen. So again, the question was, what were the three key ingredients of Kate Moss's 40th birthday party last month? Pot of tea, digestive biscuits, and Homeland? Did she have Naomi Campbell, the Dorchester Hotel, and a rare vintage car? Or did she have Susan Boyle, a circus monkey, and 40 pounds of ketamine? Or did she have the Duchess of Cambridge, Kensington Palace, and a CBE from the Queen? Tweet me the answer, and the first correct one will win a special prize, a Melina Gay swag bag filled with goodies, as I said, from my heart to yours. Again, my tweet is at Melina Gay, MillenaGay. And now let's talk to our resident fashionista and queen of style here to tell us what's hot and popping this week is the fabulous Julie Smith. Hey, Julie!
Hello, hello. How are you today, Melina?
I'm fantastic. Doing
very
great.
Good. Hello to all of our listeners out there. You know, what's funny, this week for me, what's hot and popping is kind of a little bit the opposite. What I wish was more hot and popping was the weather. It's not as hot as it should be this time of year, if you ask me. Here in L.A., we always get to brag about a little more sunshine and warm weather, but I just came in from outside, and there's just not enough, but I'm not going to complain because all my friends and family back on the East Coast, the Midwest, the South, they're really getting hit this year. So it got me to thinking about something we all kind of deal with, even here in sunny Southern California, is the shift, whether you get full season changes or even here. You know, it goes from, you know, our boots and jackets to, you know, wearing as little as we have to because it starts to get so hot. So we have to transition our wardrobe. So I wanted to just think about some things as I get ready to do that myself. Just looking at the different little fashion blogs that I subscribe to and came up with a few tips to kind of help us all out in remaining fashionable, not losing our minds about, you know, doing the switchover. So the first thing is a pretty obvious one, I think, to most people. I think most women kind of do this. Layer. You want to layer things. Wear your wardrobe out as much as you possibly can before you have to pack it away for good for the season. So if you've got some heavier sweaters or jackets and things like that, keep them out as long as you can wear them. And maybe you bring in those spring dresses, but just wear some leggings with them and with your boots. Or, you know, combat boots are really popular now. Layer those things up until you absolutely can't wear them anymore because you're sweating. It's always fun, I think, to do that. And, you know, just with the weather being unreliable, that's a functional choice to make as well as fashionable. So that's kind of the first thing. The second thing is to lighten up your wardrobe. You know, spring is a time of regrowth. The flowers are blooming. The trees are kind of filling out. And, you know, those kind of dull, overcast days are becoming gradually sunnier. So the world just kind of seems lighter, fresher, more effortless. So the fashion equivalent to that would be lighting up your look by mixing in pieces that, like a flowy skirt, just really delicate, flowy fabrics and things like that. Little delicate details to your clothing. If you have anything like that, that's going to give you kind of that more spring feel, and I personally think it's just a lot of fun, you know? So, and then another tip is go for the prints. Now, if you're like me, it's not that I don't like prints. I just tend to gravitate towards solids. I'm very picky about prints. But the nice thing about that is, there's lots of choices out there. You don't have to go for a very busy, busy print. There are some things, you know, color blocking. I consider that a print, if that tells you anything. And what that does is kind of, again, livens up the wardrobe as you're transitioning with those winter clothes, because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the winter options from the designers and the stores, they tend to be a little more muted, a little more subdued. So prints are a fun way to combine with those pieces and make them more fun. And, you know, as in kind of in keeping with that, another tip is just go for the color. As you start to see more and more of it out in the stores as the seasons are changing, go for it, dive in, you know, have some fun with it. And, you know, if you don't have that bright red dress or bright yellow dress that you want for the party yet, you know what? Another tip is transition.
Uh-oh.
And, okay. Yeah, you like that?
Julie, can you say you went in and out for a quick second? You said if you don't have say that one part one more time.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So let's say you don't have, you know, as you transition into spring, and you're like, I wish I had a bright red dress for the party, or you know, a bright yellow, just something that really pops, very springy. If you don't have that, haven't found that red dress or that yellow dress yet, then another great tip is to transition not only your clothing from winter or colder weather to warmer, but also transition your accessories, your nails, and your makeup. Again, that might seem a little, you know, kind of like, well, duh, Julie, we all know that we do that. True, but I think everyone doesn't take advantage of all the options that are out there. So we know we tend to do a lot of times the really dark nails, kind of even black, you know, or a maroon, burgundy. But, you know, going into spring, I want a really bright lemon yellow dress. I don't have one yet. So I'm going to wear my little black dress and have my nails the lemon yellow, or I'm going to carry it in my handbag. So there are so many options as you transition over. Just have fun with it and just be resourceful and be creative. That's the thing. Have no fear. That's my advice.
Well, that's wonderful advice. Thank you so much, Julie. That is awesome. You are always rocking and rolling.
Oh, thank you, girl.
So we're going to take a super quick break, and we'll be right back with today's special guest, Dee Dee Allure. We'll be right back.
Elysium Entertainment presents the Hot Topic Fashion Show, Saturday, March 29th, Stanley Park Convention Center, located at 18451 Convention Center Drive in Stanley Park. Hosted by No Limits' own Romeo Miller and Rome Everything Clothing.
What up, Shot City? It's your boy, Romeo Miller. Come out to the Hot Topic Fashion Show on March 29th at the Stanley Park Convention Center.
What's good, Chicago? It's your girl, Diamond. Hot Topic Fashion Show, March 29th. It's official.
It's been one. Come out to the Hot Topic Fashion Show, March 29th at the Stanley Park Convention Center. Vincent.
What's up? This your boy Chris from All About Chris TV show. Hot Topic Fashion Show for your day.
It's your girl Yandy, and I will be in the building at the Hot Topic Fashion Show March 29th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime is at 7 p.m. Music by DJ Bam and DJ Tysco. Purchase tickets at hottopicfashion.eventbrite.com. That's hottopicfashion.eventbrite.com. Call or text 312-884-9138 for more info. That's 312-884-9138.
Sponsored by Chicago's own Elisa Carmel.
And welcome back to Beauty Pop. You're listening to Melina Gay and Julie Smith. And right now, we are going to speak with this amazing, amazing designer. Her name is, well, the name of her line is Dee Dee Allure. And she's, I'm going to let her share about herself. I can just tell you that at Fashion Week a couple of weeks ago here in L.A., I really didn't know what to expect. I got the invitation from our dear friend Rita Gray of Betty White's Off the Rockers, who said, hey, Melina, here's a thing, a red carpet thing, and a fashion show, and we were invited, so let's go. So, you know, Rita is my red carpet road dog, and so I just went. I really didn't know what to expect, and I was completely blown away, absolutely just mesmerized and blown completely away, and I immediately asked her right then if she would be a guest on the show, because the fashions that she has created just... it's just amazing. So with no more further ado, you don't want to hear me talk, you want to hear her talk. I am bringing on now to the show the fabulous designer, celebrity designer, plus size designer, but just designer all around, Dee Dee Allure. Dee Dee, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you both, Julie, as well as Melina. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you for coming on to the show. So please tell everybody what made you decide to go into plus size designing? Like what? Because usually, you know, we all know what usually happens. What made you decide to go out of the box and go in that direction?
Myself, actually, what actually happened for me was something personal. Myself being 5'8", from a very tall German family. And on my father's side and my mother's side is very small, petite Polish side of the family. I kind of stuck out a little bit very early on in age and growing up, realizing I had curves. And I'm probably not the standard size girl. and then moving on into plus size modeling at a very young age and fit modeling, I came up with a passion to create clothing that could fit for us properly. Back in the 80s when the plus size fashion started coming out, there really wasn't a line out there that was capturing construction and guidance to master this curvy world that I was living in, I thought by myself, for a very long time. And I started to develop these things over time in my head, and I started styling and booking and drawing my designs. And after quite a long period of time, I decided to take that leap of faith and design my own fashion company. So here we are today.
Wow. Wow. Well, there you have it. Well, let me ask you this. What is the most beautiful experience that you've had since beginning your fashion line?
Oh, goodness. I have to say there's been quite a few blessings and experience that I've had. I think the main two that have come to me recently, even after Style Week, was meeting all the wonderful women out there in the plus-size world and coming up to me and thanking me for my designs and just understanding and believing in my vision, and just to see their faces trying on my dresses at Fashion Week or even the models, that gave me such joy and hope, that knowing that I had the right idea, what I was doing, I kept on my vision, and I kept with my statement, and it works, and it's a beautiful concept, and it's just simple. It's timeless pieces, classic pieces, and jewel tones that make every woman want to feel like they are who they are and they can present their own essence through what they're wearing. So that has been my most biggest experience in beauty as far as through seeing it through the women's eyes, and then meeting all these people all over the world that I've been traveling and finding manufacturers and fabrics and clothing pieces and learning about construction. That's been my second most beautiful experience, is just meeting so many people all over the world and they're thanking me for what I'm doing. I think those two are genuinely the best thing this past year.
You know what? I want to say thank you. I mean, first of all, your models
let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you see Kate Moss and the other Victoria's Secret models, and they're prancing on the runway, and you would think that heavier models may not be able to, wrong, throw that out the window. Those models were, you would have thought they were on the Victoria's Secret runway. They were doing this. They were hot and popping and high-stepping and with all the confidence in the world. I said, look at them go. That is that. It was so fabulous. And
people
that you chose and the fashions that you chose to highlight, it really, they fit anybody's style. And unfortunately, or it is what it is, plus size is considered, what is it, a size 10 and over is a plus size?
Oh, yeah. I'm probably more like a size 8, but.
I'm going to live in the third world, but, it's beautiful. The clothing is actually beautiful. And I'm going to share something with you guys that it's almost painful to share, but I have gotten up to recently, unfortunately, but I did lose it because I have this affinity for fried chicken. And I gained a little bit of weight when I went home for the holidays, and I had to come back and do a red carpet. And actually, that was the red carpet that Julia, that you and I were on in January. Long story short, the dress designer that I went to the place, and I couldn't fit in any of the dresses. I mean, I was almost a size 16. I've never, ever thought I would ever be that without having a person inside of me being pregnant. But I was not pregnant. I was just liking food. And so I was horrified, and I'm going to tell you that I was, when I went to the store to pick out my sequin dress, the dress, it didn't fit. It was, I had to wear 3 girdles underneath and control top pantyhose, and I was so miserable, and I just wanted to cry, but I had to smile and keep it going, but I was so uncomfortable, and I just said, it has got to come off, and I just wish that I could find a dress, because the dresses that were there that were larger, they looked like great-great-grandma dresses. They were very hideous.
Mm-hmm.
So I was forced to be miserable and uncomfortable, and, I mean, I've lost the weight now, but I know what that is like, to just not feel your best and just be forced to wear something that doesn't make you feel comfortable or even look good. So what you brought to that runway, I said, oh, my God, had I known about you or seen you a few months ago, my life would have been so different. And so, Julie, do you have any questions? I can just go on. I think Dee Dee is just, what you've done is just wonderful.
Oh, I do. Well, it's sort of a comment. It will lead into my question. You know, I have been honored to host a plus-size pageant before, which I was just thrilled. I was so excited I got to do that because I love to see that, because I've always said there's just not enough out there. Everything is so boxed into this, you know, this preconceived notion. You know, everybody's aware of what that is, as if there's not room for a broader definition of beauty. So between the plus pageant that I hosted and some friends of mine, you know, who are just fierce women and fearless, but, you know, every plus-size diva is not that as bold as they are or as confident as they are. And a lot of plus-size women are just too afraid to play with and enjoy fashion, and that shouldn't be so, because fashion is for everyone. You know, it's for all of us. So can you suggest maybe like a baby step for a plus-size beauty to experiment with fashion if she's just like, I don't know, and tends to, you know, put on the oversized clothes that don't flatter her figure, you know, wear black all the time and brown, not that anything's wrong with black or brown, but, you know, it's just, what would be a baby step just to get them going that wouldn't, you know, freak them out?
I think exactly what you were saying before is something, and that's something that I bring into my brand as well, is I use a lot of solid colors. I have 5 keystone colors, and that's black, gold, silver, purple, and red. And then what I do with those colors are signature timeless pieces. They will always be in style, the great red dress or the great black dress or so on, or gown, that sequin gown you buy. It's about construction. It's about layering, as you mentioned, and it's about utilizing what you have. So, for me, you would use one of my timeless pieces, and you're going to have it for 20 years. You're not going to stuff it away in a closet, because you're going to go out and get those layers and those accessories, and you're going to coordinate, and you're going to learn how to do it. So my suggestion would be just exactly what you said. learn how to layer yourself properly. Learn to know what is your color and what is not your color. Some people can wear red, some people can't. You know, get your color tones done, and don't be afraid to take that first step, because there is such a stigmatism out there in society with plus size clothing, and I hope that this mission that I'm working on will help women out there to believe that you don't have to be put in a paper box or put into a box. You really don't. You just have to have enough empowerment behind you, and I think that's what you also said as well with the plus size pageants. I'm actually Miss Massachusetts Plus America, and I'm from the East Coast, and I'm pouring out my empowerment to people on the East Coast, which it's so open here in plus size in L.A., and on the East Coast, especially where I'm from, New England, it's very quiet. So in doing this, showing more people empowerment, don't being afraid, you know, going out there and trying it. What's the worst thing that happens? You return it.
There you go. Nothing to lose, right?
Nothing to lose. Dee, what inspires you? Where do you come up with your unique designs? You had one with a cape that was just flowing.
That's from Tunisia. When I travel, I actually look at the local designs and the local fashions of what people are wearing. And I actually went to Tunisia last year and the little town of Tunis. And when I was talking to some of the women, I had a translator there, the Noria family was there with me. They were translating and speaking to these women and just looking at some of the products that they were wearing, they were telling me there are no plus size people here. We have to wear this that we have here, or we have to buy things overseas, and it's so difficult. So I'm sitting there looking at their everyday wear and fashion silks and colors, and I just get inspired by, you know, different places that I've gone to, and that's what helps bring me into to the U.S. Like, some people saw my gold gown, they're like, well, I would never think to wear that, but it's gorgeous. Why wouldn't you? It's so flattering. It's beautiful. My other red dress is one of my signature dresses, the Tara dress. It's based on construction of, and it's from Asia, but it's actually based on construction of a salmon with the spine of a salmon. So, and just little things I pick up when I go visit places help me envision these dresses and help me understand construction and then the culture, and I just bring it forward to what I see.
You bring it forward.
To what I see, to my designs and to my customers.
Well, you bring it forward in an absolutely beautiful way, absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet.
And I mean, I'm a person, I don't give compliments unless they're due. I will let you know. Please don't ask me unless you want to know the truth, because I'm telling it like it is. And, you know, I was hesitant when I found out what it was. I was like, really? What? Okay. But then I'm a believer and a friend and a big fan. So,
Dee Dee, thank you.
Keep doing what you are doing, and please let everyone know how they can see your beautiful designs and how they can order some and how they can even follow you if they want to and catch one of your fashion shows.
Absolutely. My website is DeeDee@DeeDeeAllure.com. So, and I can also follow me at Twitter @DeeDeeAllure or on Facebook @DeeDeeAllure. So lots of avenues, and even Google+, DeeDeeAllure.
Wonderful. And do you have any other events coming up around the country anywhere that maybe Julie can pop on by too?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I'm actually competing for the national title for the Miss section of Miss Plus USA, so America. So that's coming up in Atlanta, Georgia in July. I'll be wearing one of my newest collection dresses there because it's July 4th. So I partner with a shoe designer in London. Her name is Bernie Hurst, and she's created some beautiful designs for me that I'll be wearing a red, white, and blue Freedom shoe with my new red gown for the pageant. So it'll be actually kind of awesome because it's July 4th weekend. And then we are off to Minnesota for Miss Global United pageant. And then hopefully over to Africa and back in L.A. in the fall. So a little busy schedule.
Yeah.
Wow. You are a busy lady, and rightfully so. You deserve every bit of it, every bit of joy and success that is coming your way. So, and I want to put it out here on the record that I would love to wear one of your gowns to one of my red carpet events. I would absolutely love it. They are
lovely.
So gorgeous. Well, you keep up the great, great work. And that is, we have one last thing, and that is the quote of the week. And I want everyone to remember that the infallible principle behind the demonstration of supply is that you will know that one channel is closing. One channel is closing so that a new and better one can be opened for you. That's our quote of the week. Thank you for listening, and remember, there's no one way to be beautiful. Just be the beautiful you that you are. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Julie. Ciao.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Melina brand.
The Melina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment,
MGSC.
Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.
M-I-L-E, let it go, give it up, set it free, that's how it gotta be.